Jeremiah opposed by arrogant false prophets. Jeremiah stood firmly for the policy of submission. Prominent among those who opposed the counsel of the Lord was Hananiah, one of the false prophets. Thinking to gain the favor of the royal court, he declared that God had given him words of encouragement for the Jews. "Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, within 2 full years will I bring again unto this place all the vessels of the Lord's house, that Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon took away from this place, and carried them to Babylon, and I will bring again to this place Jeconiah the son of Jehoiakim king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah, for I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon." Jeremiah cited the prophecies of Hosea, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah, whose messages had been similar to his own. He referred to events which had taken place in exact fulfillment of God's purpose as revealed through his messengers. The prophet which prophesieth of peace, Jeremiah proposed in conclusion, "When the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known, that the Lord hath truly sent him." The words of Jeremiah aroused Hananiah to a daring challenge. Taking the symbolic yoke from Jeremiah's neck, Hananiah broke it, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon from the neck of all the nations within the space of 2 full years. Apparently Jeremiah could do nothing more than to retire from the scene of conflict. But he was given another message: "Go, tell Hananiah, thus says the Lord, you have broken wooden bars, but I will make in their place bars of iron. I have put upon the neck of all these nations an iron yoke of servitude to Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon, and they shall serve him." And Jeremiah the prophet said to the prophet Hananiah, "Listen, Hananiah, the Lord has not sent you, and you have made this people trust in a lie. Therefore thus says the Lord, this very year you shall die, because you have uttered rebellion against the Lord." In that same year, in the 7th month, the prophet Hananiah died, RSV. The false prophet had wickedly declared himself the Lord's messenger, and suffered death in consequence. The unrest caused by the false prophets brought Zedekiah under suspicion of treason, and only by quick action on his part was he permitted to continue reigning as a vassal. The king accompanied a prince on a mission to Babylon. During this visit to the Chaldean court, Zedekiah renewed his oath of allegiance to Nebuchadnezzar. Through Daniel and other Hebrew captives, the Babylonian monarch had been made acquainted with the power and supreme authority of the true God, and when Zedekiah once more solemnly promised to remain loyal, Nebuchadnezzar required him to swear to this in the name of the Lord God of Israel. Had Zedekiah respected this renewal of his covenant oath, his loyalty would have had a profound influence on many who were watching those who claimed to honor the God of the Hebrews. But of Zedekiah it is recorded, he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear by God. He stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against turning to the Lord, the God of Israel, RSV.